Emmylou Harris is as well known for her crystalline voice as she is for her unconventional choice of collaborators. The country music icon has worked with everyone from Dolly Parton to Steve Earle. With a career that spans three decades, Harris has inspired both mainstream and alternative country groups. She's just released her 26th album, titled Stumble Into Grace. Meredith Oakes has this review.
There's a scene in the film Almost Famous where young Emmylou Harris is depicted singing with country rock legend Graham Parsons. It's the early 1970s, and they're sitting in a Los Angeles hotel room. You only see them for a few seconds. Outside their room, a drunken party rages on. But you can hear their song rising above the chaos in the hallway. But that image of Emmylou Harris, the hippie-ish, long-haired girl playing acoustic guitar, is just a faded photo, a ghost. There are a lot of ghosts on Harris's new album. Country music is one of them. You can hear just a hint of her musical past hovering over a sophisticated wash of instruments. Emmylou Harris's new record is similar to the work she did with producer Daniel Lanois, who put his distinct sonic stamp on her 1995 album, Wrecking Ball. Lanois's atmospheric backdrop proved to be a good match for Harris's ethereal voice. Harris's next release, Red Dirt Girl, won a Grammy for Best Contemporary Folk Album. This record, Stumble Into Grace, builds on both the latest direction of her sound and her folk music achievement. Underneath the artful arrangements, you can hear that these songs are modern-day folk songs, all written or co-written by Harris. Through earthy imagery, tragic tales, and Celtic influence, she seems to be examining her own life and foreshadowing what its next phase may bring.
Oh, Evangeline, you've been gone so long, and for a time it seemed every road you took turned. But a second chance would come with each new bridge you burn. I know you squandered some, but then from some you learn. And the point of rescue, you passed that long ago. Oh, but to hear you tell, it was just another part of the show. Oh, Evangeline, your faith shone blind and true. We raise our glass and sing of you, Evangeline.
At 56, Emmylou Harris is at an age when you might expect her to retreat into the safety of familiar territory, especially now that the ideas she helped pioneer, like alternative country, are so prevalent. She could have easily slipped on a mature version of the country rock mantle she wore in the 70s, or her Nashville cowgirl persona of the 80s. But Harris has always done the unexpected in her music. She's still the woman whose musical innovation brought not only disparate genres together, but also disparate performers. Stumble Into Grace proves that Harris's artistry continues to have no limits.
The CD by Emmylou Harris is called Stumble Into Grace. Our reviewer is Meredith Oakes.
You stayed out in that ring when nobody's even...